If you only knew how success could be yours right now.
Ex-Im Bank provides for the financial needs of the Jamaican producer. Whether you're in agro-processing, mining or tourism, to name a few, our information will help you grow your business and offer financial advice right here on our program. Ex-Im Bank JA.
Welcome to Ex-Im Bank JA. I am Nicole Crum-Ewing, the host of today's program. In studio with us today is Mr. Noleg Fahy of FundSMEJamaica.com. He'll be talking to us today about the Meet the Funders Conference, which is a major expo-type event that matches businesses to funders. Welcome again, Noleg. The last time you were in studio, you spoke with us about the launch of FundSME Jamaica and your plans to host the major Meet the Funders Conference. Tell us some more about what the reception has been like.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for having me again. I'm delighted to be here. The response from Jamaican businesses has been fantastic. We're greatly encouraged by the fact that we've had over 4,000 SMEs come to our platform, and 20% of those have been looking for finance on our Pathway to Funding tool, which is on fundsmejamaica.com. And in addition to that, the response from business associations has been really supportive, and they're embracing FundSME Jamaica, which we were hoping for that to happen.
Right.
In terms of our event, we have our major Meet the Funder event on Thursday, the 3rd of November at the Pegasus Hotel. And we have a number of tickets left, so people can log on and get their free ticket, fundsmejamaica.com.
Talk to us some more about the conference in terms of what attendees can look forward to. Who will the speakers be? What is the format? You name it. Tell us some more about that.
Okay. Well, the conference is themed in three different sections. The first section is Get Informed. So attendees will get informed by expert speakers who will be giving them a demonstration of what type of finance is available, how you get the finance from them. And there will be a number of case studies where real Jamaican business people will tell their story of how to get finance from different funders. The second part of the conference is broken into the Get Inspired section. And the Get Inspired section, we will have a number of guest speakers. All of them will be Jamaican business people and leaders in the business community. And they will be, their stories are absolutely inspirational. And then the last part of it is Get Funded. So attendees who have registered for a ticket and who do attend on the day will actually get a great opportunity to get their business funded and expand and grow and create jobs.
How many persons are you expecting for the conference? And have the persons that have registered, are they from any particular sectors?
So we're expecting up to 500 SMEs to attend the event. But tickets are going very fast as the response from Jamaican businesses has been really, really positive. Of the 4,000 SMEs that we've had come to our platform, they have come from a wide range of sectors, including entertainment, retail, energy, retail in terms of entertainment, restaurants, that type of thing.
What do persons have to do to register for the conference?
Well, the first thing people have to do is go to our platform, which is fundsmejamaica.com. They then need to answer our Pathway to Funding questionnaire. It's 15 simple questions. And once they press submit, they're then entitled to go and register for a free ticket on the same platform, fundsmejamaica.com.
For the benefit of our listeners, Noleg, can you remind us of the details for the conference?
The conference is taking place on November 3rd at the Pegasus Hotel in Kingston, 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Special thanks to our guest today, Noleg Fahy of fundsmejamaica.com. Remember, you can visit our website at www.eximbankja.com for more information on our products and services. And please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn. Until next time, I am Nicole Crum-Ewing for Ex-Im Bank JA.
Ex-Im Bank JA is a production of the GIS for Ex-Im Bank Jamaica.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.